Correspondent Cammy McCormick begins our coverage.
Blinken is in Jordan, which is hosting an emergency humanitarian conference for Gaza. King Abdullah.
Humanitarian access cannot wait for a ceasefire and cannot be subject to the political agendas of any party.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the latest ceasefire proposal and urged all sides to accept it.
The horror must stop. It's high time for a ceasefire, along with the unconditional release of hostages.
The UN's Human Rights Office says circumstances surrounding last Friday's mission to free four Israeli hostages in Gaza may have violated international law. Spokesman Jeremy Lawrence.
All these actions by both parties may amount to war crimes.
He cites the deaths of hundreds of Palestinians and Hamas holding the hostages in densely populated areas. Jurors at Hunter Biden's federal gun trial will begin their first full day of deliberations shortly. CBS's Scott McFarlane is at the courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware.
Hunter Biden is charged with three felony counts of illegally possessing a gun while being a drug user and making false statements about his drug use when buying the gun in October 2018.
A U.S. appeals court in California will hear from lawyers for Theranos Elizabeth Holmes today on her bid for a new trial after she was convicted of defrauding investors. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This is a huge uphill climb for the Theranos founder. Very rarely do appellate courts overturn criminal convictions, largely because they are so fact-specific and courts don't like to disturb the verdicts of juries that heard the evidence. Her lawyers are making a legal argument that the jury was prejudiced by evidence they should never have heard.
Theranos is serving an 11-year sentence. Seafood lovers, be sure you know where your clams and oysters come from. The FDA says shellfish from the waters of northern Oregon or southern Washington state could be contaminated with toxins that can lead to paralytic poisoning. That can damage human nerve tissue. At least 31 people have gotten sick so far. Looking for a good read? Oprah has chosen Familiaris as her newest book club selection. Author David Robleski accepted the honors on CBS Mornings.
I was floored back in 2008. I was just completely dumbfounded at this point because I just didn't expect this to happen twice.
Familiaris is a prequel to his best-selling story of Edgar Sawtell. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The Waukegan woman accused of hitting and killing a 52-year-old man in a hit-and-run incident in Kenosha was in court yesterday. She was allegedly under the influence of marijuana. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has delayed the review of signatures for the recall effort against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. That now won't happen until June 27th. The Recall Voss Committee claims to have submitted 9,000 signatures. The city of Racine has declared June 23rd as Racine Pride Day. There will be a celebration that day from noon to 2 at City Hall. After a 13-year drought, Bradford has a state title. The high school softball team won the state tournament. A parade will be held to celebrate that state championship victory tomorrow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Brewers with a win over the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-1 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. The crew had not hit a home run in the past week until Jackson Churio did it in the third, followed by Willie Adames in the fourth inning on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Adames, deep left center, and the Brewers are going to have the lead. Number 10 for Willie.
That was a bomb. Brewers Brewers manager, Pat Murphy.
Willie's such a competitor. I've seen him hit that same home run 20 times since I've been here. Slider kind of down in the zone, right in that same spot.
Colin Ray got the win, now 5-2 for the season. NBA, Darvin Ham coming back to the Milwaukee Bucks as an assistant after a two-year stint as the head coach of the Lakers. UConn's Dan Hurley declining an offer from the Lakers to become their next head coach. NFL, the Packers back on the practice field for the first day of their mandatory minicamp this week in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
It's our civic media. Scotty Summer, text to win statewide contest on WRJN. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, a Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. We all need to escape there, especially today. It's so nice. This hour's keyword is bubbler. It's bubbler. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores if you haven't already. You hit on WRJN, locate it, and use the text button to send the keyword bubbler for your chance to win at the statewide contest. Again, the word is bubbler. Find WRJN on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You've got until the end of the hour. Good luck.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers, a high of 75. A few showers or thunderstorms tonight, we'll see a low of 60. For Wednesday, sunshine and a high near 85. For Wednesday night, a scattered storm, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a low of 66. Showers in 86 Thursday.
It's 60 at our studios.
Feeling groovy on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. I'm Cindy Huber. Here's the Doors.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Tell me what she said. What was that promise that you made? Come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Take your glasses. WRJN.
No, I can't forget this evening or your faces you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows.
Timeless says back at WRJN, tell a friend. Nilsson, Without You. And our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on WRJN. This hour's word is bubbler.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Check, check, 1, 2.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest.
Milwaukee,
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Local news and timeless is WRJN. James Brown, I feel good. Do you ever wonder about this singer? He just yells and screeches, and then he has to, he gets off the stage. And I need some scotch over here. Here's the Traces on WRJN.
Photographs covered now with lines and creases, tickets torn in half. Memories and bits and pieces.
WRJN, Buckingham's. Hey, baby. It played our song. Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Racine Youth Sports, providing quality, structured youth sport activities to the children of Racine County. Their various programs teach sports fundamentals, good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive, caring, and safe environment. When you got a second, go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate today only.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families of inmates at the Waupun State Prison are keeping up the pressure for reforms. Family, friends, and former inmates held a protest Sunday. Meanwhile, supporters of former employees who face felony charges say four recent deaths at Waupun were not their fault. They're calling for more accountability from the corrections department. Democrats need to flip 15 seats to win the majority in the Wisconsin Assembly this year. Observers say Republican Speaker Robin Voss will need to hold on to more than just 50 seats in order to govern.
How is he going to pass a budget with people who have voted no on everything he's wanted to do for the last two or four years, like a Scott Allen in Waukesha, for example? That's not governable. You need 53, 54, 55.
J.R. Ross of WisPolitics speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A decision to delay has been made in the review of recall signatures for Robin Voss. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has decided to delay the review of signatures for the recall effort against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss until its next meeting on June 27th. The decision was made during the commission's meeting yesterday. Voss claims some of the signatures are invalid and that his opponents won't succeed. The Recall Voss Committee claims to have submitted 9,000 signatures. The commission's deadline to respond to the recall petition and Voss's challenge is not until June 28th. According to the criminal complaint, the man hit by a car and killed Saturday in Kenosha was stuck underneath the vehicle for several blocks. 36-year-old Sheila Tannen of Waukegan allegedly struck Troy Wolgefart while making a turn near Sheridan Road and 60th Street. She continued driving for nearly half a mile. Tannen was in court yesterday for an initial appearance. She faces charges including homicide by vehicle while under the influence of a controlled substance, hit and run resulting in death, and driving without a license. School funding issues are everywhere, and officials in Burlington want some help finding solutions. The Burlington Area School District was seeking community input through a survey to address its growing budget shortfall. Despite staff reductions, increased class sizes, and other cost-cutting measures, the district still faces financial challenges for the upcoming school year. The district is reviewing those survey answers, and they say they're trying to find potential solutions to balance the budget. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers, a high of 75. A few showers or thunderstorms tonight, we'll see a low of 60. For Wednesday, sunshine and a high near 85. For Wednesday night, a scattered storm, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a low of 66. Showers and 86 Thursday.
Right now, it's 62.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. Sailing New Orleans, I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age as the smoke ran out. He talked of life, talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. Said his name, Bojangles, and he danced a lick across.
so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died, he up and died. After 20 years he still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky-tonk. For drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Cause I drink so big. He shook his head. And as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
You spoke and we listen. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Mr. Bojangles. That's a true story, by the way. The guys were in jail down in New Orleans for causing some trouble. And there was a guy that danced, and he did have a dog that died.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Thought Monka took the message, and they wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on a ridge. Just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. With her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Mama said there'll be days
News and timeless hits. WRJN. Mama said there'd be days like this, but she didn't mention that I'd have to use so much ibuprofen. I should have took out stock when I was in my 20s. Beautiful day today. Temperature's going to be in the 70s. It is 65 right now in Racine.
7 lonely days and a dozen times ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong, let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes. There's some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? Drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. Kentucky Rain with Elvis, the first recorded use of ghosting in a song. Then we had to wait all the way until Taylor Swift to get the rest of the story. But back in the day when you disappeared, that was ghosting. You know, back in my day, kids, you had to work really hard to ghost me. You really did, because I couldn't take a hint to save my life. So I'd be like, you know, he's not leaving messages on the answering machine. Well, you know, maybe he's stuck under a car or something. I should go over to his house and check. Bing, 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 bing. I know you're in there. So now it's a lot easier. When somebody ghosts me, I know now, and I'm okay with it because they blocked me off of Facebook.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank. Check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Get ready to go all in for Cash Battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash Battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at Racine Youth Sports. Providing quality, structured youth sport activities to the children of Racine County, their various programs teach sports fundamentals, good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive, caring, and safe environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
To let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, have you got cheating on your don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me. Woman, have you
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Tell a friend. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on WRJN. This hour's keyword is bubbler. Not faucet. Bubbler. Anyway, you've got about, you know, less than 10 minutes to text to win right here on WRJN. Next time to text to win is at noon. I just said, let me look at the clock. It's not a pregnant pause, all right? No, we're in Greenbaum.
When I die and the name of the rest, gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky. Going up to the spirit in the sky. It's where I'm gonna go.
hits, WRJN, and Stuart J. Waddles coming up with local news, and Mike Clemens. Why isn't that song starting? Hang on. And Mike Clemens with sports next on WRJN.
I saw you sitting in the rain. Smile at me. Then I did.